This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're a little over halfway through the Olympics, I think. I don't know. I'm actually not really sure. But the Olympics this year seem like they have been extra spicy and super fun. And like, even if you're not into the sporting aspect of the Olympics, there's been so much drama and hilarity just going around. And this is what happened yesterday. A French pole vaulter, which is funny that he's a pole vaulter, named Anthony Ammirati. Now, before we get into this story, I'm just going to say, Katie, you've not been really paying attention because you've been going through a lot of stuff with your broken hand.
Right.
So I'm going to give you just like a crash course on all the stuff that's been going on in the Olympics. This guy, Anthony Ammirati, and if you want to see this, and ladies, you do want to see this, text the word pole to 909-1065. He's a pole vaulter. And the story was that he lost the medal because as he was going over the pole, his gigantic package hit the pole and knocked it off.
Yeah.
And you can watch it in slow motion, and it is gigantic. Like, if that was an Olympic sport, gold medal. But it turns out, though, that it was not that hit the pole. It was his leg that hit it first, but it does hit it.
It hits it.
Yeah, so if you want to see that, text the word pole, and you can watch the video. But there's also this story with, first of all, Simone Biles. We got to talk about Simone Biles.
Okay.
She has been kicking so much ass, it's stupid. And the other person that everybody was excited for was, Kevin, do you remember?
Sunny Lee?
Suni Lee.
Okay.
Suni Lee won the gold at the last Olympics, and Simone Biles won the gold at the Olympics prior to that. It has become very apparent that the only reason why Suni Lee won gold at all was because Simone Biles did not compete in the last Summer Olympics. Then Katie Ledecky, who is our Olympic swimmer, beat second place by 10 seconds.
Which is crazy for swimming because they literally have sensors on the wall where they touch at the end so that they can know exactly who won because it's that close usually.
Usually it's hundredths of a second.
Yeah.
10 full seconds. That's crazy. Then there's the really funny stuff. First of all, there's a story about two different shooters, one a man, one a woman. The first one is from South Korea. Her name is Kim Yeji. And she showed up and she looked like she walked right out of the Matrix. Have you seen this, Kevin?
Yeah.
She looks like she's from the future. She has this like super stoic look on her face while she's shooting a gun. And she has all these like little, like, it looks like mirrors and scopes like hanging down off of her eyes. Google her real fast.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Her name is Kim Yeji. And she just looks like an assassin from the year 3000. As scary as she is, the other thing that people love about her is she competes with a little stuffed elephant dangling from her belt.
What?
Okay. Then the Turkish guy showed up. And all of these shooters have like all of these like scopes, like I said, and mirrors and stuff. He shows up completely unprepared, just stands there, hand in pocket, puts his gun up, pop, 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 shoots it, and then looks super unassuming and like he is bored by his event, wins the silver. Then we find out that that guy not only showed up unprepared for it, he also has an Instagram where it's just pictures of him and his cats.
What?
Like, we have run out of time, but there are so many stories. I didn't even talk about all the triathletes that when they were done swimming in the Seine River, I think I'm saying that right, Seine River.
Yeah, they got sick.
They all threw up violently.
Yeah.
Because the river's so polluted.
What? See, the mayor of Paris or whatever was supposed to get in the river to prove that it wasn't.
She never did.
And she never did.
Because it never got cleaned. Like, it never met the inspection. And like, we didn't even get into the controversy over the Algerian female boxer that everybody all of a sudden decided was a transgender person, and she's not.
She's not?
No.
I kept, again, very heavily medicated, broken hand surgery, all these things.
Yeah.
I was seeing all these things about that.
Right. Of course you were. The internet blew up about it.
And I was like,
she's not transgender. Algeria doesn't even allow transgender or transitioning. She is a woman that was born with X and Y chromosomes, and because we don't understand science and that is something that happens naturally in the natural world, all of these crazies, like Logan Paul, of all people, just said, she's a man and we allowed a man to beat up a woman.
Wow.
No, that's not what happened.
Wow.
And of course, in classic American fashion, nobody retracted or apologized. So anyway, there's your Olympic briefing.
Thank you.
We're a little over halfway done. I can't wait to see what's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.